This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
DJV radio program, Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air to demonstrate how smart we are. Basically, we're smarter than the average bears. I know that the two, what do they call a female bear? Isn't there some special?
They're called girl bears.
Girl bears?
Right.
Okay. Was Winnie the Pooh a bear?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was a
Pooh bear,
I think.
Yes. Hello. That will not be the context of the conversation necessarily for the whole hour, but I thought it was nice. It was a warm and fuzzy, get it?
So you like warm and fuzzy bears, but you have no love for pandas.
Well, pandas are just another bear. Just happen to be painted differently, that's all. A bear is a bear. That's all.
Aren't they nicer, though? Aren't pandas nicer than, like, grizzly bears?
Yes. I think they're less likely to maul you.
Right. I mean, I've never heard anybody getting mauled by a panda.
Right.
He goes into the cage with them.
Yeah, all the zoo workers and stuff, yeah.
All right. The weather outside may be frightful, but the fire will be so delightful. There are predictions this winter is going to be horrible. Just what you wanted to hear. The U.S. weather outlook for the winter, La Nina, is going to influence winter conditions this year as opposed to El Nino. Okay, Jennifer, you're the expert when it comes to La Nina and El Nino or whatever.
What's Nino.
Him too. Okay, so what's the difference between La Nina and El Nino?
Okay, El Nino is when it gets very rainy. That's the rainy patterns. La Nina is a pattern of dryness, actually, for at least that's how it applies to us in California. You know, you people on the East Coast and all the states in
between,
you guys get different reactions. With the El Nino, it's very wet for at least the West, and La Nina is very dry for the West. But I think also La Nina brings cold, for whatever reason, to people above the line where La Nina is. Does that make sense?
Likely to develop, according to the weather predictors, by the time we get to Christmas. Early to mid-December, early winter is supposed to be coming, and then we'll have an early spring. So that's what I think normally happens with La Nina. There's a warming of the water in the Pacific, and you see that this year because there are a lot more storms, hurricanes, typhoons, whatever, in the Pacific that I can remember in any time in recent memory anyway. The situation there creates somehow or other the almost like lake effect snow system because gets into the atmosphere, whatever. The bottom line is cold air moving over the Great Lakes will make snow a big problem this winter for the upper Great Lakes region across from, all the way across Lake Erie, the areas in upper New York State, New England, unga bunga. All right, I'm going to start.
So lots of snow. So to summarize, lots of snow and then an early spring?
Yes.
Okay.
And snow conditions are expected to be great in the Northern Rockies, so if you have plans to go to Sun Valley, let's say, or the Big Sky Resorts in Montana, you may have some luck. Last year, the snow was horrible. At least there was no skiing that amounted to anything in New England. Nothing. A lot of those places went out of business.
Yeah, my friends who went on snowboarding weekends, just ice, and that was about it.
Wetter and cooler in the Northwest. It's always wet and cool, though.
I know, right?
So, essentially, nothing's changing in the Northwest. Carry on.
Yes. Well, it's just one of those realities, and many times the forecasters are not right. Just figure, we had a horrible winter 2 years ago. Last year, not bad. So this year, will it be moderate? Winter, it happens. It's just, it'll make something for the news media to distort. And, look out! the weather people have a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Snow tomorrow.
Blizzard warnings. And,
yeah, right.
Yep.
Find out how it will affect you at 11.
Although, I guess it might affect Chicago. I always think of O'Hare Airport.
Chicago is a miserable place in the summer,
yeah,
and the winter because of, right, the bad storms that come across, the electrical
humidity
storms
during the summer.
And Dallas, the same thing. But staying away from Chicago is a great idea unless you actually have to go to Chicago.
Or through O'Hare, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what a nightmare.
I know.
Yep. Bad, bad, bad. Okay, in a moment, we're going to concentrate on all the news that's coming from England as they prepare for me to get there. There are all kinds of things
going on. They put out the carpet, Dougie.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but there's a lot of things going on, which we will touch on in a few moments. 12 past the hour here with DJV.
Get to Kohl's Friday through Sunday and take an extra 15% off your entire purchase when you spend under $100, or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. That's on top of 40 to 50% off outerwear for the family, a Ninja coffee bar for $159.99, and $8.99 Sonoma quick dry towels. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 10/14 through 10/23. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a $1 million office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch resistant. Stylish. Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vitraza.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vitraza.com.
Use the discount code RADIO to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vitraza.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
15 past the hour, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria Karashilin is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So yesterday, the NAACP, no, I always do that, the NCAA, the National... I don't know why.
Not
I always
easily
do
confused.
That. I always do that. Anyway, so the National Collegiate Athletic Association charged the basketball staff members at the University of Louisville with rules violations. It's got to do with a scandal that broke last year, you may remember, that basically showed university employees hiring prostitutes for players. promising those who are recruited into the program that they'll have access to prostitutes as well.
Oh.
And that's how they got the kids to come. How about that?
Wow.
I mean, think about
No wonder we teach these guys that they can do whatever they want
right.
with women.
Right. That, that was the point. Yes.
Because they become rock stars.
They, become
our life.
Right.
They treat every woman like a hooker.
Wow.
Hey, you think on the, I mean, isn't the college level supposed to be better than that? I mean, don't people, don't people like college sports over pro sports because it's more honest and
the basketball
people are actually,
changed
you know.
All of that. And the, those March Madness games and all that attention that's paid, that's like professional basketball. And that's, it's foolish.
Then I think, you know, if that's true, then just let him get the endorsements and stuff. Like Reggie Bush. I mean, all that trouble when he was at when he was at USC. You know what? If this is how we're going to change collegiate sports, then let's just go full throttle. Why not?
Okay, let's see what's going on in England. Half the plastic bottles in England are never recycled. I'm going to, I think I'll stay home. I'm not going to.
Will you change the world? Will you change the world and teach them how to recycle?
I think I can.
You'll be garbage picking.
For those who didn't hear me talk, I'm going to spend the week in England next week. I'm actually going to be gone
for
10 days.
So when do you leave?
I will leave Sunday afternoon.
Are you excited? This is really, I mean, this is big time for you, Dougie.
I haven't been to England. I've been to England about 100 times in my life. And I haven't been since, I think 2006 was the last time I was in England. It's very rare. I went when I was married, Tony introduced me because she'd gone to England to finish her schooling and to teach in an infant school there. So she became very familiar, very close to certain people and the areas of England where she worked. And so I was introduced in 1972 to England, first time I went, and I became an Anglophile overnight. Loved it, loved it. It's one of those things where you feel like you've been here, there, and everywhere before. I know in a past life I've been in England at least once. And so I had this opportunity to go on a pretty closed group of people touring certain things, and I decided to take advantage of it. And I've not had a vacation ever. Since this program started, I'm in my 29th year of doing this program. I never have taken any time off. The only time I'm not here is when I don't, once in a blue moon, don't feel well or get stuck in an airport or something. But generally speaking, it has not been. I've done a lot of traveling in the last 29 years, taking the program with me, had some memorable times, experiences, and hopefully you've been along, some of you, for the ride there. But I just decided that this was going to be about me. And I'm keep hitting this, my glasses on the mic, sorry.
Well, no, I'm not the only one who does that every now and then.
So, anyway, but I think Victoria just decided she ought to send me some things about what's going on over there so that I know.
You're prepared.
Yeah, I'm prepared. Yes, I'm very prepared. The Brexit thing, my daughter and I were talking about this last night because she thinks Megan went to school in England. That was one of the reasons I've been over there for so long. She was in a school for, let's see, was it about 7 years? 7.5 years she was there, working and going to school. And so she's very familiar with what the British attitude is towards things. And she thinks that Brexit is going to ruin England sooner or later because they...
A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, they had all the access to all of these things as a member of the European Union, and now they're not going to have that. And also, the real reason for doing it was to try to curb, or at least the sense, the energy behind it, was trying to curb the influx of illegal immigrants that were coming there.
And the refugees.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem with the refugee situation that no one talks about, except I hear myself say it over and over again, is the idea behind the United Nations refugee program is to resettle people in a country nearest to where they're being uprooted. And the answer to that is not Britain. It's not
It's not America.
It's not Detroit, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, like, let's get what the real definition is here. So I understand the frustration. I mean, it's a real problem.
Well, we have the frustration here. Basically the same kind of thing going on as it, what we're saying is that in England many people feel that they're losing their jobs. The philosophy behind the anger aimed at illegal immigrants is this.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Right, give you time, 23 and change at the hour. Doug, Jen, and Victoria with a focus on Usher, these big concerts, the opulent after-hour parties, the connection to that in Burnt Rubber in Texas, Formula One time, one more time. U.S. Grand Prix is in Austin this weekend for the fifth year in a row. This time, a lot of the organizers are bringing in a musical lineup that is a lot heavier than in the past, including Usher and Taylor Swift. And the weather's supposed to be great there this weekend. So, where the ticket? Why? I thought there was great interest in all this racing, NASCAR stuff, and Formula One. What happened to
Formula
that?
Formula One, I don't think, ever really took off in the States the way it is in Europe. I mean, it's so big in Europe.
So what is...
NASCAR fans don't seem to cross over.
Really? So what's Formula One? Yeah, what is...
This is an open, fast...
Yeah, it's a smaller car. It's more open. They're closer to the ground.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest appeal, right, is, or not the biggest appeal, but they have races in all different countries, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And they don't just go in a round track. They go like in a zigzag figure eight.
I thought they were on the roads.
Not all of them, I don't think.
Is that just
the one in France?
Movie.
That's James Bond.
James Bond. Okay. James. That makes sure we get it right. So Taylor Swift out for the first time. She's been laying low recently because people are tired of her and her shenanigans.
Is it true she's getting back together with Calvin Harris?
No, really?
Because that was
I thought he was pretty burnt by her, and I think he's done, right?
I had heard they were talking again.
Got each other's cell phones.
But, you know, she never asked me for advice anymore about who she should date. So
I know.
All right, so that's at Formula One this weekend. Now, there are other things going on with some of these pop stars. Would you say that Lady Gaga is a diva? Yes or no?
Well, you mean like in the sense of like performer diva?
In the performer sense that...
Or like as a personal diva?
No, maybe performing diva, like...
With like a big
Mariah
strong voice.
Carey,
Christina Aguilera.
Janet,
Jackson, in that diva sense.
Okay. Right,
I don't think she's difficult is what you mean. Like she's not a diva behind the scenes.
Okay. So she's in London this week to promote her fifth album, Joanne, which is actually out, I think, officially today, isn't it?
Yes.
Did it come out today?
Yep.
Gaga had a very direct, unequivocal answer when one of the people interviewing her tried to tie her career to Madonna. She said, quote, "There's another artist who has lived a very parallel existence." Now, this is the...
The interviewer said that,
interviewer
yeah.
Said, yeah, right.
People do this a lot to her. They keep
why?
Trying to... Because it makes for good sound bites if she gets angry. I mean, people keep trying to compare her to Madonna.
She said, "Madonna and I are very different. I wouldn't make that comparison at all. I don't mean to disrespect Madonna. She's a nice lady. She's had a fantastic, huge career. She's the biggest pop star of all time. But I play a lot of instruments. I write all my own music. I spend hours and
except
hours
for this song.
In the studio." Who wrote this?
Well, this is when she sampled Express Yourself from Madonna, right?
Oh.
Well, she talked about that,
awful
too.
A lot like it.
Well, she actually has a quote about that, Doug.
She said, "I'm a songwriter. I've written loads of music. Why would I try to put out a song and think I'm getting one over on anybody?" So, what is it? Born This Way is compared to Express Yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, she basically just says like that they have the same chord progression, which has been used over and over in disco.
Well, yeah.
Pop
yeah,
music. Hello, remember, yeah. There are just eight notes. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And what
I
you
agree.
Do with them with sharps and flats and all kinds of instruments, there's still
but
only eight notes.
I agree, but let's pretend we're not fresh off the turnip track, Lady Gaga. Let's know that if people already kind of compare you to Madonna for being shocking and pushing the envelope a little bit, that when you release a song that sounds a lot like this one, they're gonna make the comparison.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You have to expect it.
But you have to expect
it. And I'm not saying it's not a great song. It's a great song. But let's just acknowledge that we took some inspo.
I think
come on.
People get too serious about
all
of it.
A little inspiration going on there, Lady Gaga.
DJ V at 28 past the hour.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, your household should include a disaster kit for your animals as part of your overall disaster planning. The kit should include leashes for both dogs and cats, a health record of your pet's vaccination history, your veterinarian's number and address in case of emergency. You should have food and water put aside for at least 7 days. Plan on 1 gallon of water for each day for a medium-sized dog, about a quarter day for a small dog or a cat. Food should be in sealed, watertight containers and should be rotated to keep them fresh. Carriers for small animals should be readily available. And this is important. Current photographs. We don't take enough pictures of our dogs and cats. Current photographs can make the difference between finding your pet or losing your pet. Include a list of friends, kennels, and veterinarians that your pet can stay with during a disaster. First aid kit, blankets, towels, manual can opener, food and water bowls for dogs and cats, plastic bags to clean up, a supply of litter. In other words, the bottom line is make sure that when you plan for your own disaster leaving, make sure you're planning for your pets as well. It can make all the difference between life and death. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Stefan with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Shillinet patrols in our studio in Washington, 34 past the hour. How many of you have started your holiday shopping?
Me.
I was talking to a lovely lady last night who, when I called, she said, I didn't realize it was this late. I said, what are you even doing? She said, I've been Christmas shopping. Christmas
My goal
shopping.
Was to be done by now. I started really? In July. Yeah, that didn't work out.
Mm-hmm. No. So, how many of you are going to do things differently this year than last year? Are you going to go online, or did you find that experience unsatisfactory and you decided to go back to the retail stores? A lot of retailers are giving their employees an assist with technology to try to bring customers back into the store. If you have not noticed this, when you go into various stores, I noticed it, and I wasn't putting two and two together until I started looking at the surveys coming from some retail stores. Everybody's got a pad. Did you notice that? We walk around stores, everybody's got an iPad. Everybody's got some kind of device that tells them, if you have a question, Home Depot was where I first noticed it. Everybody's got a device. And if you ask them a question like, I need this kind of light bulb. Well, let me look it up here. We don't have, we had a lot of them on aisle three in the store, but let me see if there is any stock in another store. So they just, a couple of movements on the keypad, and they find that the store in Arlington has just what I'm looking for. Huh? And you go into clothing stores, and they have this. It's pretty much everywhere because they're trying to move people in and answer all the questions and give them service. My God, right. What happened to... How many of us have said, what happened to service in the stores? That's why people went online, because you go into the store and you can't find anybody to help you. So, wait, I'm not going to waste my time wandering out looking for somebody. You can't be bothered to have somebody there to help me. I'll go find somebody who can, or I'll go someplace where I can find it. And so they were all shooting themselves in the foot. And now they've gotten smart. But what kind of business has that meant for Apple and that ilk to sell those pads and whatever else to all of these stores?
For girls, I'm sure all of us have been in Sephora where instead of waiting on a line, a girl comes up with her who works in the store. You have all of your stuff that you're buying, and she comes up to you with her iPhone. She swipes your card right on her iPhone. Yes. You sign with your finger, and you're out. It's fabulous. It's great. Yeah.
Well,
way better.
You do that when you get a car now. Most of the time, when I'm here, I rent from Enterprise, and I went in there the other day and got the car as usual, and they got an iPad, and they have two pages, two initials, one signature. You're done. You're out of there. I was in and out. If there isn't a line, I can be in and out of the Enterprise in 4 or 5 minutes. In, get the do all your little stuff on the kiosk, and outside, here we go, that's the only piece of paper, this is it. Yeah, Mr. Stefan, here's the car over here. I'll have you out of here in a couple of minutes. Walk around the car, see if there's any scratches. I don't want this, I don't want that. Sign here, sign there. Goodbye. That's it. And it's all because of these devices. So, is life better, or would you rather have time to exchange conversation with somebody in the car lot?
That's going out of style quickly, isn't it? Everything is done online. Let's just go pick it up. So with text messaging, no one wants to talk on the phone. I mean,
I don't go into the bank. I haven't been inside of a bank in I don't even know how long. I mean, the fewer exchanges I can have where I interact with people, like the better my day is. Mm-hmm. So I love not interacting with people. It's
so what do you do with the check that I sent you?
Because you know what? I think radio has done that to me. Because when you talk for a living, you don't want to talk to anyone else when you're done.
So what do you do with the check I send you?
I take a picture of it on my app. You're going to laugh at this.
Me
I take
too.
A picture on my app with my Chase phone, and it's deposited.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's how I deposit my check, too.
Yeah. Huh. I don't have to go to an ATM or anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. What can I
know. Did I just blow your mind?
Speaking of blowing my mind, the sun is going to disappear next August. How many people knew that? Sun's going away August 21st next year. Bye-bye.
Just for a day or
like end of days style?
On that day, far from here. This is the first time in 99 years there will be a total eclipse of the sun, and it will be visible all across our country.
Wow.
It will, from the Pacific to the Atlantic, everybody in America will be within driving distance of this. This is something that, when you look back at the history books, it's been described as indescribable, unforgettable, life-altering. It will be a spiritual experience for a lot of people, I'm going to bet.
So you look up at the sky and you don't see the sun at all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Think of that.
Hmm. Yeah, it starts in Alaska.
In Oregon, about 10:15 in the morning on the 21st of August next summer, and then it moves eastward. An hour and a half later, the same circumstance will present itself in South Carolina. So the eclipse will be visible from the Great Smoky Mountains, St. Louis, Kansas City, Charleston, and all the points that are in between. And so the last time there was a total eclipse like this was June 8th, 1918. And it became, because a lot of people didn't know, there wasn't communication.
There were newspapers. Did people panic back then,
I wonder? Of course they did. Like,
What's going on?
Yeah. It's like the War of the Worlds on the radio in 1939. Same kind of thing. The people thought it was real. So anyway, a lot of people are planning ahead for this event. Already the hotels and campgrounds are totally booked. It's like trying to find a seat on American Airlines.
Anyway. I have friends in Colorado who are planning to be camping during this.
Yeah.
Because they're really into it.
Yeah, that's cool, though.
Yeah, it is cool. I think those sorts of things. And they are very, it's a great time for you to be in touch with yourself, I think. Those sort of, they bring people together, those sort of events.
But they bring do. Them. That's true.
Yeah, they certainly do. The Environmental Protection Agency is the culprit in Flint. What a surprise this is. Huh? Aren't you shocked to hear that they had the information about what was going on with the water supply in Flint, the lead-contaminated water supply? 7 months before it became known, they had the information, and they did squat. Zero. Nothing. Nada about it. Inspector General report yesterday, quote, federal law provides the EPA with emergency authority to intervene when the safety of drinking water is compromised. Employees must be knowledgeable, trained, and ready to act. And they did not do that in Flint. So
stories like this just always make me shake my head because, I mean, what do they think is going to happen? That it's just going to disappear on its own and then, like, no one's going to figure out.
No, they don't want to do anything because they don't want to do anything.
Yeah, I get that. But I just mean, like, people always find out. You know, that they know about it.
Yeah.
So it's like, what do they think is going to happen? That no one's going to figure out that they knew about it and didn't do anything?
So,
in this day and age with social media and emails and everything.
I mean, look at that mailman that we were talking about in Atlanta.
I mean,
he even got busted.
This stuff.
Yeah. Well, so let's just carry that one step further. There are all these people that are veterans that are counting on because the administration said, what, 2-3 years ago, we're going to fix this. We're going to put a new guy in charge of the VA. And he's going to go in and hospital by hospital, route out the people that are a problem, and put in new people. Okay, so in the time that that announcement was made through till this week, another inspector's report suggests that of all the VA hospitals, only 4 have had administrative changes where there were people brought in from outside to fix the problem. Therefore, the problems in most VA hospitals are still the same because even though they fired the people at the top, they brought up people who are in the system, who only know the system, and who work within the system, and they work in the system to keep it the way that it is, which means that still there are lots, hundreds of, if not thousands of veterans who aren't getting care, who are dying, who are just being serviced the same way. So, didn't we have somebody on a few weeks ago, or maybe it was a month or so ago, from the Veterans Administration talking about how great things are?
Yep.
Bunk them. But there are still people that will tell you they have great service. Right. I know people in L.A., there's a huge complex right off the 405 the Veterans Administration has been running. I happened to be parked there yesterday using my devices, and I was watching these people walk around. And it's just so sad, actually, to look at the buildings. They're all dilapidated, and the people look like they're just so distressed. It brings me back around to thinking about war and thinking about how we, what circumstances we create. I mean, think about the effect, the trickle-down effect of having wars that are unnecessary, the money that's made by the military-industrial complex, and then the men who become fodder, men and women, for all of this stuff to happen. We thank them for their service by screwing them. We say at yesterday at the airport, or when did I come out here? 2 days ago. There's a kid standing in line in uniform, and some guy says, "Thank you for your service." What does that mean? Thank you for your service. That means nothing.
Well, I think you're... Well, what do you mean?
It doesn't mean anything. We're thanking them by screwing them. But what... I want to know if that guy...
The fact that people walking down the street will thank a vet or an active member of military for their service is a good thing. I mean, yes, we need to do more for the vets on a systemic level with the government. But, I mean, you can't fault people for saying thank you to veterans.
No, I'm faulting people for not doing anything. Or not...
Yeah,
not,
exactly.
I'm upset because we expect these people to do the bidding for those who create the wars and then walk away and send men and women who think they're doing the right thing into battle, losing their lives, losing limbs, losing you know, their hope for the future, that kind of stuff. And then when they come back here, they're disrespected. And they, I think it's obnoxious.
Well, and that's what you're just saying is they're not being disrespected when people thank them walking the streets for
this. But it's a meaningless gesture if we can't take care of them.
No, but not when it's coming from a citizen. A citizen is not in charge. Yeah, but if it's a civilian,
of course we are. We're supposed to be in charge. That's what the election's all about, right? We're supposed to pick people who are in charge because we have decided we want these people to be in charge. That's supposed to be our decision.
Yeah, but I feel like we talk about the importance of gratitude in life. Yeah. And I don't understand. That's it's silly if we say that we you know, it's pointless to thank people.
I didn't say it was pointless.
What's the alternative? You're running a loser. You're being gamed by Uncle Sam.
Right.
Come on, loser.
Well, they're not losing, but they're being gamed by Uncle Sam.
No, you're going to say thank you for putting your butt on the line for me while I'm sitting here
to do what?
Flying across the country.
But why are we putting their lives on the line?
So but that's not their fault. That's not their fault.
I didn't say it was. I'm saying the people who
I think answer is not thanking or appreciating.
No, that's not what I'm saying. You're misinterpreting what I'm saying. I would like the person who just says thanks for your service to do more than just say thanks for your service.
But how do you know that that person that you witnessed thank the whoever it was, the service person, how do you know that that person doesn't give a huge amount of their money to the VA hospitals or to other organizations that support the vets? You don't know that.
Money.
But you don't know that. I mean, you don't know what they're doing.
That I'm tired of people just mouthing things because they hear other people say them and they have no real sense or spirit behind them. That's what
But how do you know that individual person?
Because I just get the drift of it from watching him say it and watching this kid. It bothers me. And I can say that it bothers me because it bothers me. It so bothers me that all these people who put on uniforms, now I'm getting into another bind here with time. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, you're the one saying that we shouldn't thank her.
Well, you took us down this rabbit hole, Alice.
Yeah, I know.
So.
But I guess I didn't do a good job of explaining why I was saying that. I think it is a substitute. And I know people who are like this. So maybe they're not everybody is like this, but I know too many people who just they assuage their guilt of understanding that they kept their children out of going into the service through some means, and somebody else went in their place. So, okay, they say thanks to some kid who went into the service instead of their kid going into the service. I know that's a jaundiced way of looking at
it. It's amazing that you just witnessed this and got so much backstory.
Well,
you're really good, Preston.
Thank you. Are you comfortable with your electronic health records being shared across the Internet? Here's Andy Solomon with an answer to that question.
A new survey shows that 72% of Americans are concerned about their online healthcare records being vulnerable to hackers. Dr. Mark Johansson, academic dean for University of Phoenix School of Health Services Administration, explains.
As Americans are becoming more comfortable with the use of new technologies managing their healthcare records, the industry has an obligation to preserve that trust by developing new technologies, protocols, and systems that can provide them with the security they deserve.
Johansson says that it is important to explore new information technologies in advancing the healthcare industry.
At the University of Phoenix, the College of Health Professions and the College of Information Systems and Technology are working together to make sure the next generation of health and IT professionals are learning to collaborate on advanced technologies and best practices that are vital to helping provide patients with the best possible security when it comes to their healthcare.
To learn more, visit phoenix.edu.
Get to Kohl's Friday through Sunday and take an extra 15% off your entire purchase when you spend under $100, or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. That's on top of 40 to 50% off outerwear for the family, a Ninja coffee bar for $159.99, and $8.99 Sonoma quick dry towels. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 10/14 through 10/23. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain.
Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Travel time. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommer's.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide, with a way for you to get out of paying a hotel resort fee. We'll tell you how it's done in just a moment here.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
56 past the hour now, as our focus is on traveling, how to get the best deals. That's what Fromers is all about. Fromers.com, home of the Fromers Travel Guide. And Pauline is related. Isn't that wonderful to be related? What a great name. What a,
well, thank you.
What a wonderful life.
Family business.
Yeah, the old family business. Okay, so let's help people who are tricked by those no-good so-and-sos at the hotels. Once you go to whatever the website is to get a deal, and then what you don't know is that the deal's no good, or onto the deal has been added everything that sort of brings you back to the original price anyway because of all of this, resort fees. It's like the travel fee. We're going to charge you $25 at American Airlines to talk to somebody to get a ticket out of them. That kind of stuff, right?
Well, it's even worse than that, because with resort fees, you pay whether or not you take advantage of the stuff that are included in the fees. This is actually something that Congress may be taking up, because they're saying if something is a mandatory fee, if you have to pay a resort fee to stay at a certain hotel, then include the fee in the price that people see when they first book. So there are some ways that you can fight this. Look and see what the fee covers. You know, sometimes it covers the swimming pool. If it's too cold to swim, if that pool is closed, you can argue you shouldn't have to pay that fee. Or if it includes, say, use of the fax machine and you didn't use it, you shouldn't pay the fee. Also, you can say, look, I didn't know about this in time. Sometimes when you book over the phone rather than on the internet, people aren't told about the fee. The key is, as it always is in life, talking to the right person. Sometimes the folks behind the front desk don't have the power to override the fee. It's automatically in their computer system.
Yeah.
So you usually have to go to the manager, or some people will go to their credit card company and say, look, I don't think this fee is fair. Credit card company wants to keep you happy, so they take that fee out of what you pay at the hotel. In the most extreme cases, people have taken hotels to small claims court. It costs a tiny bit to file, but if it's a long hotel stay, it could be worth it. Usually the hotel does not want to fight you in court, and so they give your money back. But the best way to pay fight hotel fees, don't stay in the hotels that charge them.
There you go. I think
that sends a great message to the industry that shouldn't be these extra fees. If you know, you should be paying for what you're getting. And if there are mandatory fees, make it part of the initial price.
All right, this is some great advice. Pauline Fromer from Fromers.com, home of the Fromers Travel Guides, with ways for you to stand up to these people. Talk to the man. That's what I do. Negotiate.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.